problem in the Riz is only a piece, only the hand of the statue. So the ratio of the Mishnah says a broken statue is mutter. How could the Sefer say the hand of the statue is also? So Mar says true. Tirgum Shmuel. Shmuel explains this. The Oimdim al Besisim. We're talking about now. There's a base for this hand. Rashi says Al Kanim on the base. Mokum al Besukim lo. Kibun di Yasvinu Hosam Vade Palkulu. So the this that this hand has a base to it. So you can see it was made by itself. So it's not a broken piece. This piece was made by itself, and therefore they for sure worship it. That's what Mishnah says, the goyim used to worship the form of a hand or the form of a regal. So if you find the form of a hand that has a base to it, it's not a broken piece, but rather it's an avoid zor, it's not a banu. Itma, we learn like this now. Avoidus kechovim shenishtavim yeleho. What's the idea? There was once an avoid zor. We know for sure the goyim worshipped this statue. It wasn't avoid zor. And now we find it broken one day. Broken Me'lehel. We do not know that the goyim came and broke it. That's what Sugi's later will have, that the lock of the kitzur is like this. A goy could be mevatel in Avodah Zarah that he owns. Either he can break it, or he's mevatel in Avodah Zarah, he takes off the yitzur Avodah Zarah. If a Jew owns an Avodah Zarah, there's no bitl alamis. He cannot be mevatel. Even though he breaks it, it remains also ba'anol li'olam. But by a guy who soon took him, when a guy is mevatel his avodah zara, he takes off yisuri yano. Now here we just find the broken avodah zara. What's the law? Reb Yehuda nama asura. Still also, we do not know that the guy broke it. We do not know that they stopped worshipping it. It could be they're still worshipping it. Maybe it's still an avodah zara. Hashem malaka shalom nomu teres. For sure it's muta. If you find the broken avodah zara, you should know it's muta. It's muta by no. It's like this. Reb Yehuda nama asura to loy botlo. We do not know for sure the guy was mevatel this avodah zara. Maybe it broke by itself. There was an earthquake and it broke by itself. So since upwards to now is the cheskat to be an avodah zara, we have to be choshes still an avodah zara. The shimon galir loyim and almut teres. Mistama bitule mevatelo. Mistama mitva for sure. You have read the same as probably for sure. The goyim now, when they see their avodah zara broken, they're for sure mevatel it. Like believe what they say, that's it. We're not going to worship you anymore. Why? Meimarom, if they have any seichel, they say in their head like this. Eel nafshalei atzla, this guy can't take care of himself. So Yehu garver matzla, he could take care of me. A guy holds, you're my God, you're going to take care of me. If I see you're broken, I see you can't take care of yourself. So what business? You have no business being a God. You can't take care of me. That's what Shlokesh is svara, that for sure the goyim will be mevatel, there's such an avodah zara. If they come in the morning and see that it was cracked, it's broken, so for sure they'll be mevatel it, for sure it's no more in avodah zara. Therefore, if you find the broken avodah zara, it's mutter by law. That's what I'm going to say in Rosh Lakish. What? Yes, according to Rosh Lakish, it hasn't been because the goy most probably was mevatel it.
But that's not
by law. We don't look at Rosh Lakish, right? We only unless you know for sure he's mevatel it. So when Yosef asked the question, says the Pasuk in Shmuel, when they brought the Aron, when the Plishtim brought the Aron, till their avodah zara dogon, he says the next morning they found the Rosh dogon ushtei kapos yodov ruzayt. It says next morning they found that the head of the avodah zara dogon and his two hands was fell to the floor, was chopped off, cut off.
Yeah.
So according to Rosh Lakish, it should be mutab hano. It's a broken avodah zara. So the prophet says over there, "Al kaila yitzchul kani dogan," that the kanim there, they still worship it. They still kept this kedusha there. They didn't step over it. So you see, even though the goyim saw that their avodah zara was broken, still they worship it. So it's a right to Rabbi Yechonon that just the fact that it's broken means nothing. Malos, Hashanah says that no, bisham right. There's no. Is there any proof from over there? I'll tell you, Hosam shemanicha mesadogan. It's true. They left over the statue dogon. They said the spirits left the statue. Since the statue is broken now, he has no more power, the spirits left him. But the oimdines amiftan, the spirits went into the base. The bottom part, that's where they started to worship. The armor, they said like this. The armor offered, they said like this to goyim then. Shavke yisuru ledogon, our spirits, the spirits are there in the void of Zorah, left the statue dogon. The also ace of lay ala miftan, and now it went to the miftan. That's what it says that the Kanim there, Al Kemla Yitchul Kani Dogim Ala Mistan, it says. They will not step over the base of it. So that they figured now, the spirits now went into the base. So you have no Kashim Rosh Lakish. the statue itself still is broken right now. That's the straw they left him. They're not going to worship anymore. Just the reason why they still kept Kedusha there, because they held the spirit, went into the bottom part of the base. That's why the Issa was upon the base. Then, if I am according to Rosh Lakish, the statue itself would become a Dabando. Mem Aleph on the base, he was on middle of the Shiloh. He was Machlokish of Yechon and Rosh Lakish, if an Avoid the Zoro, or else an Avoid the Zoro, Shenishtabru Mealeho. That we know for sure, first they worship this Avodah Zarah. And now we wake up in the morning and we see it broken. It broke by itself. So Shalom is it Mutzah Bahanur? Rosh Lakish says yes, that for sure the Goyim will leave this Avodah Zarah. Like if he can't take care of himself, so he can't take care of us, for sure there'll be Mavatah the Avodah Zarah. If Yechon says no, as long as we did not see the Goy himself break it, or the Goy himself be Mavatah it, the fact that it broke by itself is no proof that he was Mavatal the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, the Ches Kosoi, it's still lost the Bahano. It's not like Shabbi Yechon and Meshlokish. Now in the middle of the Gemara. He asked the Dogon, he asked the Raya from Dogon. Now Eisvei, 10 lines down. Eisvei, it says, now Mishnah, HaMoitzei Shivrei Tzlomin, if somebody finds a broken statue, Sarei Ela Mutarim, says the Mishnah, that therefore the statue is Mutar. Even though when the statue was Sholem, it was lost the Bahano, we had a doubt, maybe they worshipped it. Still, now that it's broken, it's Mutar Bano. But the Diyuk is only because it was only a statue. It was only a Suffolk, we had a doubt whether the Goyim worshipped it in the first place or not. Mashmado Hashibri Avros Kechovim, but if it would be a broken Avodah Zarah, if we would find now on the floor that something we knew for sure they worshipped, it was an Avodah Zarah, and now it's broken, the broken pieces of it, Mashmasurim, Svartakash and Mashlokish. The Mishnah says only a broken statue. And there the Svaris got Sonia Sophic if they worshipped it or not. But Mashma is something that they worshipped for sure in Avodah Zarah, even the broken pieces is also by no. Svaris says, Loi Taimu, do not say this, don't make this diak. Loi Taimu, do not tell me that the Mishnah means Shivri Avodah Kechavim Asurim, that a broken Avodah Zarah would still be also by no. No. And rather, aim like this. Maybe the Mishnah means diak like this. The Mishnah just means the broken statue is Mutar. But if the statue would have been shown complete, it'd be also. It means that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Meir. Another Rabbi Meir says, Kol Atzlomim Asurim. So the second Mishnah is like a Stam Mishnah according to Rabbi Meir. That even though Kol Atzlomim is Asurim, that's only when the Tzlomim is shown. Then we have to be afraid, maybe the Goyim worship this Tzelem, and it's also Bano. But if we find the broken Tzelem, then it's a Sveik Sveiko. It's something, maybe they did not worship it, and even if they did worship it, maybe when it broke, they're Mavatlit. So therefore only Shivrei Tzlomim is Mutar. But it could be, like Rabbi Yochanan, that broken Avodah Zarah is still also Bano. No, it could be Rosh Lakish. Could be a broken Avodah Zarah is also Asa Bano. The reason why the Mishnah says Slomim teaches the Chiddush that even a Stam Tzelem is also Asa Bano. Now, for Rabbi Yechon holds like this. Midi Rab Meir, true, from Rab Meir's statement, Nishmal Hu the Rabbonim, which also where the same law applies to the Rabbonim. That means, Lav Omer Rabbi Meir. Doesn't Rab Meir say that Slomim Asurim, that a Tzelem itself is Taka Asa Bano? We're afraid maybe the Goyim worshipped it. So you see, according to Rab Meir Shita, a Tzelem that the Goyim worshipped, when it's Sholem, it's also Bano. Still, the Mishnah says, Shivrei Tzlomim Mutarim, that if it's broken, it becomes Mutar. A broken Tzelem, we say they will Mevatel it. It's not an Avodah Zarah anymore. If so, the Rabbonin, it should be the same for according to the Rabbonin. Avodah Kechavim Nami, an Avodah Zarah itself, he Asura true, the actual Avodah Zarah itself, when it's Sholem, that they're still worshipping it, Pshitit's also Bano, that's the law, Avodah Zarah is also Bano. Mashenke v'shivrei mutarim. It should be a deek though that once we find the Avodah Zarah broken, it's muta. So it's a kash on Rabbi Yechonon, like from Rav Meir, that he says that Tzelem is also Bano, but the Shvorim is muta. It should be the same halacha according to the Rabbanin by irregular Avodah Zarah. That even though when it's Sholem, it's also Bano, but the broken pieces should be muta Bano. Gemara says no, there's a big difference. Hachi Ashta, What does one have to do with the other? Hosum Eimer Ovdum Eimaloyovdum. By the Tzlamim, a tzel and a statue, that's the Svara. It's only a suffix if the Goyim really worshipped it or not. Even according to Rabbi Meir, it's only Chayshin Lemuto. True, in his hometown, they used to worship it once a year. But the rest of the world, it's a doubt if they worshipped it or not. So true, we're Machmir, but it's only a suffix. Now, even if you want to tell me Ovdum, that the Goyim worship this Tzelem, but now that it's broken, there's also a suffix, Eima Bitlum. Maybe now that it broke, they were Mavatel the Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it's like a Sveit Sveika, that's where the Mishnah says it's Muta. But Avodah Kechovim, Vada Yavdu. But in the case where you know for sure this was an Avodah Zarah, you know for sure the Goyim worshipped it. If so, it's a Vada Yisa. What's the Tzadar Smuta? Now it's only a Suffolk, it's broken. We have a Suffolk whether they were Mavatel it, whether they really left it, or maybe not. They didn't leave it yet. They feel even though it's broken, so what? Let's still worship it. And so, Miyem the Batlu, who told you for sure the Goyim were Mavatel, this Avodah Zarah? If so, have a Suffolk of Adai. It's a Suffolk if they're Mavatel or not. But before that, it was a Vada Yisa. The Klal is, Miyem Suffolk, Maitsimi de Vadai. When you know something is for sure also, and you only have a small doubt, a slight doubt, that it became Mutta, we do not say that it's Mutta. I tell you so, they say, Maitsimi de Vadai, Bitsmiya, Pirish. Now the Gemara asks the question, is it true what you're saying? From the Gemara. That a Suffolk cannot take away from a Vadai? So Tayyip says the question is that certain times the Suffolk is Ruggle, where it happens very often. So a Suffolk that happens often, that should be able to break the Vadai. And I'll prove it to you. For a tiny but learn like this. Chogesh Shemes. A Tamakochim that died. Veniach Megura Malaya Paris. Left over his warehouse, his house full of Paris. Even though you know he first cut down the wheat today. He cut the wheat down today, and then he died in the afternoon. So Lachur is Harayim Becheskas Musakonim. Whoever wants to come and eat from this wheat, and you have a right to say that for sure this Tamakochim took off Trumas Amitras. He was not for Trumas Amitras. Anybody has a right to eat from it. And the question is why? For Hocha de Vade Tfili. Like before, he cut it off in the morning, it was Vade Tevel. These are wheat that grew in Earth Israel. Now, Suffolk Asrinu, Suffolk Asrinu. He didn't tell us they took off Shumas Amaisa. We don't know. It's only a doubt. It's a Suffolk. True, it's a good Suffolk. Most probably he did, but we don't know for sure. And still it says the locker is, Ukosi Suffolk, Umaisi Midivade. It says the locker, whoever wants to has a right to come and eat these Paris. He has the right to say, like, for sure, he took off Trumas Amaisras. Even though we don't have any ages, we don't know for sure, it's only a Suffolk. But since it's most probably a Suffolk that's regular, that happens often, we have the right to say that way. So the Kasha, now Gemara here, was saying that a Shivrei, Avodas Kechovim, is also, why? Maybe also, since it's a good Sadeh Mavatlit, it should be Mutta. Smur says, no, I'll tell you, Hosum over here by a Chover, Vadayu Vadayu. It's not considered a doubt, but it's called for sure that he took off Trumas Amaisras. The Vadayasrinu, we say 100% that he took off Trumas Amaisras. Kid Rabbi Chanino Chuzoi, like him, the Yom Rabbi Chanino Chuzoi, he says, Chazoka, there's a clear Chazoka, it means it happens every time. Al Chover, on a Tamar Chochom, She'enoi Moitzi Dover She'enim Isuk Metakas Yodoi, that he never has anything in his house, in his hand, that's not kosher. Anything you find by a chaver, for sure is kosher. So for sure, if he is the one that took care of the wheat in the morning, for sure, right away, he took off Trumas Amaisras. This is not considered a sofik, it's considered a vadai. That's why it's mutter. But now, a case where you find the shivrei avodas kechovim, a broken avodah zarah, we're not for sure that they were vatlid. Maybe they're still going to worship it. So it's only a sofik, therefore, a sofik is still up.
But can you be mevatel avodah?
The voice of another terrace is, I'll tell you, Mikorla Tfili, Suffolk is Suffolk. It could be here also, this Paris, it's not for sure that it was Chayiv and Trumas Amaisras. It's also only a doubt if there was a Chayiv or not. Why? Because we're not for sure, we don't know, how did the Chavah bring the Paris into his house? Eshid Diyavit Rabashia. Maybe he did like Rabashia Dalokha. Diyavit Rabashia says, Mara Muslim, a person could make a trick. He's not allowed to do this, but a person could make a trick and fool us. Out for us upon his own wheat, he could bring it into his house with the shaft before there was a Gemar Malacha. So he writes it like this: Teiras are only chayiv and trumas semaisa is only also needed with two things. It has to be a Gemar Malacha. You finish the product itself and you bring it into your house. It has to see Raya Tnei Abayit. It has to see the house when it's already Gemar Malacha. Here, if you bring it in when it's in the shaft, the Moit Shalom, it's not a finished product yet. So then the Halacha is, it's not Mekuyev and Shumah Midiraisa, even later on. Even if you take the Moit off in your house, it's Potter from Shumah Midiraisa. It's only Midirabonin that you cannot eat an Achilas Kva. An Achilas Arai, stop to take a snack, is Mutter Midirabonin. Achilas Kva, a real Suda, that's also Midirabonin. So here, maybe the Chava brought the Paris in the Moit Shalom. Kidei in order, he should be allowed to feed it to his animal. And Rashi explains, because an animal's eating is always called an arai. You can feed him as much as you want. Why in Adam, it would depend. Teed a kfa, a regular suda, is asa. Teed arai is muta. But to feed the animals, it's always called an arai. So maybe the person brought its food into his house, b'mois shalom, when it still had its shef on it, it wasn't the gemar malach yet, in order that his animal should be able to eat, ofturim in a maisa. And then with the raisa, you pop the min ha-maisa. That's a good kasha. But I call for him, it's not called a vadai. You ask the question that it's a vadai, no, chavah wouldn't do it, but I call for him, it's not called a vadai though. It's not vadai tevu. Alright, I call for him, it's not called a vadai. Therefore, it's only a sofet to start with. It's going to be a small sofet, but it's a small doubt. So therefore, therefore, there's no kasha from this case of a chavah. But we're back to our original klal. We're saying now that the reason why in avodah zarah, broken avodah zarah, zasa, because the klal of ein sofik moitzim midivadi. So, most of again, is this true? The ein sofik moitzim midivadi, for a tiny, we learn like this. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, maisa b'shivchosoi shel mosik. That one was for the shiv.